They were sexually and physically abused for years. Now we learn the New South Wales government's lawyer wanted to have them spied on. 15 abused victims from the Bethcar Children's Home sued the state. Today, the government lawyer involved in fighting the lawsuit admitted to the Royal Commission that he suggested spending up to $30,000 on hiring a private investigator to follow them. The now retired solicitor has also admitted taking an adversarial approach to the civil claim brought by the former Bethcar residents and to fighting those claims at every turn. Emily Burke reports.
The strategy employed by the state's lawyers to fight civil claims from 15 abuse victims from Bethcar came with a hefty price tag. The case ultimately cost $3.7 million, but the Royal Commission has revealed the litigation was costly in other ways. It was time-consuming and traumatic. Evangelos Manolaris from the Crown Solicitor's Office had day-to-day carriage of the case from 2008.
Do you agree that the approach taken by the state in defending this claim was to fight the claims at every stage?
Certainly to fight the claim.
Mr. Manolaris's professional experience was largely in adversarial litigation. He'd specialised in cases involving corrective services, roads and traffic, and personal injury claims. And he's admitted that experience coloured his approach to the Bethcar claims. And under questioning by counsel assisting David Lloyd, he was grilled over the biting observations he made about the Bethcar victims and their community-based legal team.
What did you mean by ringleader?
I meant that I had some doubts about some of the allegations and that people seemed to be adopting their allegations on the statement by this one plaintiff.
You make reference to comments from counsel to the effect that junior counsel for the plaintiffs and the solicitor from the Women's Legal Services were more motivated in pursuing the action than many of the plaintiffs themselves.
Even though that was a impression I had formed at the time, I don't believe that I held that impression throughout the litigation. I don't have any doubt now that the litigation was run for the benefit of the plaintiffs and no other reason.
He was also pressed on his decision to reject pleas for mediation.
Did the statement in the third paragraph that the litigation would be complex, expensive and emotionally demanding for the plaintiffs have an impact on you?
I don't believe it did at the time.
Do you think it should have?
I think it should have, yes.
The state tried to have the Bethcar claims struck out because of the statute of limitations, but there was also doubt about the substance of the victims' claims, according to Mr. Manolaris.
How could you say that even if the allegations involved fondling of breasts, it was a quantum leap to conclude sexual interference, noting that she was a minor?
I can see now that that was the incorrect conclusion to draw. I think at the time I was drawing on my experience in other matters in conducting other litigation, and being in the adversarial stance would allow me to look at something and say, well, look, there is one perspective, you can explain it one way, and there's another perspective, you can explain it another way. Looking at it now, it was wrong.
Further, Mr. Manolaris also suggested victims be put under surveillance.
My experience in other matters had been that surveillance had always proved fairly advantageous in either reducing the damages or to be used in some other way. The figure of $20,000 to $30,000 was based on having 15 plaintiffs and a budget of about $2,000 to $2,500 per plaintiff.
Mr. Manolaris, you say in this paragraph, I note that medical appointments are being arranged in August through to late September, both to Sydney and in regional areas, and this is a good time for surveillance investigators to pick up the surveillance target. That was exactly what you had in mind.
No, it's not. The idea of a surveillance, finding the target is to identify the target, but not necessarily carry out the surveillance in relation to that.
You knew that the allegations here were that these people had suffered psychiatric injury.
I did.
What's the value of surveillance of someone who's suffered psychiatric injury?
Based on my experience in other litigation, even where there are no physical injuries, surveillance had turned up something that was advantageous to the defendant. So given the quantum involved in this matter, I thought it was something we needed to consider.
In examining the state's response, Commissioner Robert Fitzgerald posed a simple question to Mr. Manolaris.
Do you remember any conversation at all during this particular litigation where anybody from the Crown, from the state, actually asked the question, was what was being contemplated in terms of the strategy of running the case fair in relation to the plaintiffs? Do you remember the words fair ever being used during this process?
I don't recall any, no.
Evangelos Manolaris, former lawyer with the Crown Solicitor's Office, under questioning by Commissioner Robert Fitzgerald. Emily Burke was the reporter.